occasionally you have moments or you have realizations about things that stand out and you want to acknowledge them. So this is my public acknowledgement. The month of November has some birthdays for some really special people. So this month, I'm going to give you short episodes to celebrate a few of those people. Let's go. November 24th. This is a date we're going to celebrate Al Judy. Al is my friend. Al is my brother. Al is my American football guru. I mean, this guy, he's my go-to for general sports in that sense. He is one of the kindest people I have ever met in my life. The man has a spirit of gold and actions to match, which is rare to see in some cases today in society. But this guy, fantastic person. My friendship with Al, my relationship, my familyship with Al is one of the most multidimensional relationships I have in my life. And I say that specifically because you name it, and we probably have some kind of experience or story connected to it. Travel, work experience, sports, relationships, trading cards, cars, movies, etc. You name it, me and Al, we have something connected to it where we've experienced it together. In general, Al is my dude. Like, this guy is so valuable to me, and I just, again, this is for appreciation. And because of this, I feel it's necessary to say specifically, he represents my family and my extended family, specifically with his family. He is the son of Danette and Jackie, the brother to Denise and Ronald, the husband to Catherine, and the favorite uncle to quite a few little, well, they're not little anymore, so to speak, and one of the best dog dads ever. But specifically in this moment, dog dad to Lucian, and the gentle giant that he is, that wolf shepherd that Lucian is. Love that dog. Al has been there for me in almost every monumental moment of my adult life, and I have made every effort to try to mirror that energy right back at him, because at the minimum, he deserves to get back what he's given out. I'm proud to have been there for great work promotions for him, weddings, home purchases, and epic USC game moments. Al is a guy where if I could wish for everything good to happen for someone, he'd be on the top end of that list. Al is one of my most loyal friends and one of the most loyal people I've ever met in my life. I've met some really, really quality people because of Al. That just says something quality about his character. People such as Chris and Brian, Natron, Joe, Phil, and Sean, just to name a few. And there's many more. So on this day, I'm giving my brother, my family, my friend, one of my best friends, Al, a full salute, military style. Thanks for being you, buddy. No, it is absolutely necessary to give stories in addition to the basic just praise that Al deserves, to give other stories. Like, one of my favorite stories with Al is we were playing video games, and my cousin Omar's friends with Al as well, and there's just an interesting story where we put, I'll say Hercules and I'll say Omar, and it's just, it's a hilarious story that you know, to respect everyone's personality and such, Al understands the joke that comes from Hercules and Omar, which is funny to me. I remember being with Al with that big, this was like when the University of South Carolina, the original USC, beat Alabama, when Alabama was like highly ranked, and it was such an amazing time. The energy, everything, you know, that was there in that moment, that was so beautiful. And I was glad, you know, I was able to, you know, just see the happiness. I mean, obviously I was happy, but Al is like a much more dedicated, bigger USC fan than I am. weddings. I remember when at my wedding, when Al was at the wedding and he was hanging out with Omar, and they were traveling, and it happened to rain the night after the wedding was finished. They were traveling, and I remember the stories of them traveling the next morning when we all were eating breakfast together, and they were talking about how the car they were in almost went off the bridge because of all the rain that they were driving it. And you know, just having wonderful nights and memories, right? Speaking of me, Al, and Omar, is when we were younger, we went to a football game at South Point High School, and I swear it was the coldest game on earth. Like, I couldn't feel my fingers on my, couldn't touch my nose or anything. I don't even know who won the game. It was so cold, but it was such a great memory to hang out. I remember buying a Nike thermal hat, but that's all I remember outside of being freezing cold, right? Another cool memory is Al being a dog dad is when Al was in an apartment, he had his dog Jake, and Jake was such a wonderful dog. He was a puppy for I guess what 13 to 14 years, but Jake always had a really intimidating bark. And one of my friends was coming over to visit me at Al's house, and Jake was in the cage, so he was controlled and he was a little puppy, but his bark was always so intimidating from like the beginning. And it was funny how, you know, Jake, what he would bark with an intimidating manner, but it was love. It would actually, in most cases, it wasn't anger, which makes it so funny because it made it hard for people to connect to Jake sometimes until they really got to know him. I remember Jake's last days, man. It was rough. I never really paid attention to or really had a mind for pets in a sense like that, but Al made me understand the value of pets. And I remember when Jake passed on, it was difficult. I mean, I remember sitting there with him. I still have a picture of that moment, which was so beautiful. And he was such a wonderful dog. So I'm glad Al was able to have a dog like Jake. And that now that he has Lucian, he has a more special dog, so to speak, because he just kind of got to pick up where he left off. I guess some vague other moments or moments when we were younger and, you know, sibling things happen where maybe his brother and sister had things going on and we were in the middle of it trying to keep things calm. And there's jokes about everything from those moments, man. But two of my last things, and they're really, really special moments, are one is specifically is the Veterans Dinner moments that Al and I and the people I've connected with Al, because Al knew more veterans than me. We went to dinners and got a bunch of free stuff for Veterans Day. It was cool. I never knew about it, but it was always a good time to talk to Al and the other guys that he connected me and other people to, because he's definitely a connector. But probably the last one is the championship moments for the University of South Carolina, the basketball for the women's team, the basketball championship moments, and the baseball championship moments. It's just to see the happiness. And I mean, obviously I was happy as well because I have an affinity for the University of South Carolina, but also just to see his happiness, and just because he supports them all the way. And that's one way where I felt like they gave back to him. So yeah, man, I mean, these are some moments you'd have to ask Al about some of the specific ones that I left vague on purpose. But I'm just happy that I've been able to share those moments with him, and I'm looking forward to having more moments with him and his wife and just his family. So again, man, Al, I hope you have a freaking awesome day, dude.